Welcome to the Duo Method webinar. Today, I'm going to give you everything you need to know to begin to heal from a toxic relationship. We're covering the Duo Method, my signature coaching process, and it's been designed to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in your life, and then to evolve into the person that you truly want to be. That is, you'll learn how to understand what you're really dealing with and how to take back your life without losing yourself in the process and without becoming a bitter, angry version of yourself. I'll fully explain who I am in a bit, but just in case you don't know me yet, my name's Angie Atkinson, and I'm also a fellow survivor of narcissistic abuse. I really appreciate you joining me here today. As a little bonus, I'm going to give you a special gift that will really help you to save yourself. It's about finding your personal catalyst to forever escape a narcissistic relationship. Now, this handy little cheat sheet is going to completely change how you see yourself and your narcissist, and it's going to help you figure out your own reason for changing your life and really cleansing the toxic elements from it. So if you want to grab this little gem for free, just stick around till the very end, and I'll tell you how you can get your very own copy. Also, try not to worry too much about taking extensive notes, because at the end of today's little workshop, I am going to show you exactly what you need to do to get a copy of the notes for the day. Deal? Now, before we continue, let me just give you a quick overview of what you're going to expect today and what you're going to discover during this workshop. We're going to talk about how you can increase your personal power without becoming a narcissist yourself. We're going to talk about how you can reclaim yourself and your life using the Duo Method without starting over from scratch and without completely losing your mind in the process. We're going to talk about the surprisingly counterintuitive way that you can stop being a victim and start becoming a survivor and a thriver. And then we're going to cover the three keys to a true recovery from narcissistic abuse. No more band-aids. We're going to finally talk about how you can rise up from the ashes of your narcissistic relationship like a phoenix. Here's my promise to you. I'm going to give you a step-by-step strategy for learning how to move forward and become your truly amazing self, the self you've always wished you could be, and without getting further entrenched in the narcissistic abuse fog that rests so heavily on your soul. I have some really powerful tips for you today, so please stick with me. Plus, I've got some crucial things that you're going to need to understand in order to move forward. But first, you might be wondering if this workshop is really for you. If you're dealing with someone you believe is a narcissist or a toxic person in a relationship of any kind, you're in the right place. Are you not sure? Well, here are some warning signs that you are in a toxic relationship. Number one, your fears are used against you. Many narcissists are very charming, at least when they want to be. Often, they will listen to every word you have to say and file away any vulnerabilities you reveal for later use. For example, if you told a narcissist that you felt insecure about your weight, they might later make discreet pokes at it. Or if you're in a romantic relationship, maybe they'll make comments about other people who are thinner than you. In any case, the narcissist is always out to feel better than you, and their ultimate goal is to make you doubt yourself so that you become more dependent on them. The next warning sign is number two, you don't know your own mind. That means that some narcissists will claim to know what you or other people are thinking, and if you deny that your mind's working the way that they believe it is, well, they just might think you're lying, or at least express that they think you're lying. They might make a face or a gesture to indicate it, or in the most extreme cases of NPD, they might actually tell you that you're lying, or even accuse you of lying to yourself, because as narcissists, they don't believe they can be wrong. And then there's number three, you don't know what's normal. If you are regularly being told that things are normal when deep down, you know for sure they are not, well, my friend, you're probably the victim of gaslighting. For example, let's say that your toxic boss asks you to blatantly lie to a client about the safety of an item. When you refuse, you might be told that all employees lie on behalf of their employers, and that if you don't want to be a team player, maybe you should find another position. Number four, you're diagnosed with major issues. So when the narcissist is lying or manipulating a friend, a coworker, or a loved one and doesn't get their way, the narcissist may turn up the intensity by questioning their sanity. You might be called paranoid or stressed out, too sensitive, or even hormonal. They might tell you that you need therapy or you need meds. Again, it's all about being in control. The narcissist is going to do or say anything to stay in control, even at the expense of the people they claim to love. Number five, you doubt your own beliefs and perceptions. You're told that what you know to be true is not real. For example, if your narcissist mother tells you that your significant other is a loser and you need to dump him or her, after a while you might start to believe it and even end up sabotaging the relationship because you begin to question your own judgment, thanks, of course, to regular conditioning during phone calls, visits, and emails with your mother. Number 6, you can't remember anything anymore. The narcissist is infamous for selective memory, my friend. That means that they will deny they said something that upset you if you confront them on it. Or they will promise to do something and later tell you that that never happened. They might use creative language to downplay their behavior and act as though your reaction is totally out of line. Number 7, you lie to keep the peace. You aren't a liar by nature, and you don't lie to other people in your life. But due to the extreme stress caused by upsetting or angering the narcissist, you might find yourself at least bending the truth a little in order to avoid the verbal or physical abuse that is sure to follow any discussion or situation that is against the narcissist's quote-unquote rules. Number 8, you stop trying to be heard. As humans, we are programmed to share our experiences and thoughts with people in our lives. But when you're dealing with a narcissist and there are signs you're being gaslighted, you eventually might just give up. You might stop talking about yourself around the narcissist, and depending on the depth of your relationship with him or her, you might even stop talking about yourself altogether. Then one day, when someone asks you a question about yourself, well, you're stumped. You might even forget how to talk about yourself. Number 8, you start thinking maybe you really are the crazy one. The intensity of a narcissist's manipulation tactics can really get to a person. And once you are looking for a solution, as in a way to just end the disagreement or the argument, well, you might just convince yourself that the narcissist is right, that there are things you could be doing better. And maybe you start to think that maybe their behavior was a logical reaction to your own mistakes. Maybe you are the one who owes them an apology. And when you apologize, the narcissist eventually, maybe, accepts your apology, only to later throw your quote-unquote bad behavior back in your face when it serves them. Number 9, you are depressed. As a narcissist wears down the victim may become depressed and anxious. You will constantly question yourself, and you will feel generally hopeless. If you're in this situation, you might feel exhausted from the roller coaster ride that your narcissist has been taking you on. And you might even think you're a little too sensitive or a little oversensitive, thanks, of course, to the NPD manipulation tactics you're being subjected to. You get confused and you start to feel disoriented, and thanks to all those references to your paranoia and your memory issues, you're likely to seek help for depression rather than the actual problem. You know, the gaslighting narcissist in your life. Even the so-called normal relationships in our lives can suffer from misunderstandings and miscommunications, but when someone starts using the manipulation tactics involved in gaslighting, chances are they also might be a narcissist. And if you're going to maintain a sense of self, well, my friend, you've got to start making some changes in your life. So, now it's your turn. Do you recognize any of the signs you're being gaslighted as part of your reality? If you do, you're in the right place. Say yes in the comments section and let me know. Are you ready to start changing your life? Now we're going to talk about why narcissists are so good at manipulating even the most intelligent people. Have you ever considered how much a narcissist seems to have in common with a cult leader? It's true. Narcissists of the toxic nature can be likened to cult leaders, and maybe in more ways than you think. For example, like every cult leader, the narcissist insists on absolutely blind acceptance and obedience of their rules and their preferences from all of their followers, which of course would include their spouse or partner, their kids, their friends, even coworkers or colleagues or neighbors. They must all adore the narcissist and treat them like they're more important than everyone else. Number 2, when these often unwilling followers dare to break the rules or in any way defy the wishes of their leader, both the narcissist and the cult leader would issue swift and direct punishment. Now, we all know that narcissists live in their own little world, right? Well, the narcissist has created some sort of alternate reality, or, like I said, their own little world, if you will, and that is the reality that these followers are required to accept without question. That means that complete and unconditional trust and faith in both the narcissist and the cult leader are demanded. This world is, of course, wrought with the narcissist and or cult leader's made-up and delusional ideas and facts. History is completely debatable in this world, and everyone knows they're going to hell if they disobey their quote-unquote leader. Narcissists control people with mind games, pettiness, and psychological warfare. Like cult leaders, narcissists control their flock with blatant mind games, psychological abuse, and more, forcing them to exist in constant and ever-churning uncertainty, instability, ambiguity, etc., and they use gaslighting as a constant and crazy-making way of keeping them in a state of confusion. This allows the narcissist to retain complete control. Like the cult leader, the narcissist decides what is considered right or wrong, what is acceptable and or unacceptable, what will be allowed and what won't. Every rule and consequence is set by the narcissist, and they are all subject to change at any given time, just based on the narcissist's feeling or whim in the moment. Both the narcissist and the cult leader micromanage everything, serve up severe punishments when their rules are broken, constantly criticize, belittle, and invalidate their followers or their family members. They have no respect for their followers or family members, and they treat them as objects or possessions rather than people. They seem to not recognize boundaries or privacy rights. They ignore the needs, complaints, wishes, and emotions of the people around them. They see their family or their followers as extensions of themselves, and they require that these people get permission to do things like go out with friends or spend money or in any way make a choice of their own. Often, even with adult children who are financially independent, narcissists do this game. They isolate and force family members or followers to become dependent on them in many ways. They patronize and invalidate them, always speaking to them in a condescending way that makes them feel worthless, and in some cases, this is alternated with blatant idealizing and exaggeration of various quote-unquote members or family and followers. They carry unrealistic expectations of everyone, but they require that they have no expectations of the leader. They claim to be perfect, honest, trustworthy, exceptional, gifted, clever, all-powerful, and all-knowing, and yet they lie regularly, telling more lies to cover them up. They expect their followers and their family members to go along with these lies and, in fact, to pretend they are true. They require followers and family members to help cover up the lies without question or prompting. They limit influence on these people from the outside sources and only allow certain information or selected influences for them. They constantly search for new sources of narcissistic supply and or cult members with no regard for who they are, just as long as they're willing to do what's required of them as part of this quote-unquote elite group. They display different personalities when they're at home or among cult members and when out in recruiting mode. They display and enforce an overinflated sense of entitlement, requiring special benefits, privileges, and services above and beyond even from the members. They consider themselves above and outside of their own rules, but also the law of the land. They feel threatened and offended by authority outside of themselves. They play the victim if their rage attacks don't get them what they want. So let me ask you a question. Does this sound like you? Do you have a spouse or a parent or a friend or another person who you do everything you can to make happy, but who doesn't ever seem to actually get happy? Do you wish they would just love you or at least treat you with respect without requiring to be something that you're just not? Are you tired of feeling like you're not good enough while the narcissist works to keep you in that place? Are you the one who has done all the work in the relationship and all the narcissist does is want more? Are you struggling to break free from the oppression and control exerted over you and your life by a toxic narcissist? Do you want to leave but you get scared or you don't know where to go or what to do? Look, most of what we have been told by our therapists, our counselors, our pastors about fixing our toxic relationships is completely wrong. The real problem? Our society has taught us that we should always put other people's feelings first. Often, a toxic childhood or other kind of trauma has left us feeling not good enough. And on top of that, when we have tried to get help, many professionals have victim-blamed us, making us think we are the problem in our toxic relationships. If we just change this or that about ourselves, it'll get better, they tell us. But it doesn't. And then we are truly feeling like we're the problem. Like we're the ones who just aren't good enough. We're the ones who are causing our lives to be miserable. I mean, if only we could follow their advice, we could make it better, right? But the unfortunate truth is that most therapists and social workers truly are not educated about narcissistic abuse. I've confirmed this with several therapists and social workers and psychologists who have been my own clients. The thing is, during education, they're missing something big, and this is why they sometimes go so far as to even side with the narcissist, without fully understanding what they're dealing with. These otherwise capable professionals are making you spin your wheels and waste your time. And their lack of understanding has led to a crisis of epic proportions in our society. And even when they have the best of intentions, they're not really using the time they have with their patients to help them work toward goals that will actually help them in their recovery. Rather, they end up sort of reiterating what the narcissist has said all along. Well, maybe you really are crazy. But here's the one thing you need to know. You can end this malicious cycle by taking control of your life right now and choosing to intentionally heal. It truly is possible for you to take back your life, to begin to recover and to create the life you want and deserve. Please stick with me until the end of this workshop because that's when I'm going to give you some really helpful free gifts that are going to help you along the way. Now, if you're like most survivors of toxic relationships, you might already know, or at least you're starting to realize, that you deserve the best in your life and in your relationships, but you don't always seem to get it. Maybe that's because you're unintentionally attracting negative situations into your life and negative people. But thanks to the Duo Method, the game has changed. Let me give you a brief introduction of myself. You might already know me, but just in case you don't, like I said, my name's Angie Atkinson. And in addition to being a survivor of narcissistic abuse, I am a certified life coach and author, and you might know me from YouTube. You may have read some of my books, including my bestseller called Take Back Your Life. I'm the creator of queenbeing.com, among other sites. And like I said, you can watch me on YouTube. For nearly 15 years, I've been researching and writing about narcissistic abuse, and I've been coaching survivors for just over 3 years now, both virtually through YouTube and personally in my one-on-one and group sessions. My specialty is helping victims become survivors and then thrivers through the Duo Method without an ounce of judgment. And I understand because I have been there, exactly where you are. I guess it's confession time. You might already know that I'm a survivor of narcissistic abuse in childhood, but after going through all of that, I never suspected I'd end up marrying a narcissist as well. Talk about hitting rock bottom. This is going to get pretty personal, so grab a cup of coffee and let's do this. Here's my story. I got married way too fast, only 5 months from the day I met this guy, and I really thought things would be amazing. Yes, I realize in hindsight that was kind of a silly thing to do, but I had this idea. I wanted to have this picture-perfect life. I thought everything would work out in the long run if I tried hard enough. I didn't mind being broke, and I didn't mind not having material things. I was just so happy to think that I was in love, and I was marrying the man that I thought I would grow old with. He really seemed like my soulmate, and I was ready to start a real family and a real life together. I never wanted to get divorced, but in hindsight, I realized that I'd had this pie-in-the-sky idea of what marriage should be, and maybe I was a little naive. Before we got married, the sex was pretty awesome. We had it often, and we both agreed that it was the best we'd ever had. But as soon as that ring was on my finger, all of that changed. He almost instantly seemed less interested in me and began to withhold sex. I, of course, felt humiliated and rejected, disgusting and ugly. I thought it was all my fault. So I went on this crusade. I decided I was going to become his ideal woman. I went to the library, maybe because we didn't have internet in our home back then, and I checked out every book I could find on how to be a better wife, how to be more attractive, and even how to be better at sex. I surveyed this guy constantly, always asking him what he wanted, trying to figure out all the details of this ideal woman that he seemed he wanted. And after much prodding and begging, I soon learned something very difficult. That wasn't going to be an option. His ideal woman, it turned out, was Japanese, as he finally told me. And as you may know, I am not Japanese. But I wasn't ready to give up. I just wanted to make him happy, and I was willing to do almost anything to do it. Now, I realized, in hindsight again, that I was being very toxic myself. This was one example of my toxic codependency. And while I was accepting his behavior of me as fact, I just couldn't see all of this at that time. I mean, I knew, all I knew, is that I wanted him to love me. It was all I cared about in that moment. I had just one goal in my head. I wanted to stay married forever. I didn't want to become another one of those divorce statistics. Well, it didn't work out the way I hoped, as you probably guessed by now. Even when it was good, I mostly just waited for the other shoe to drop, which it inevitably did. Things got a lot worse when I found out I was pregnant. My husband was now completely repulsed by me and, of course, my body. I felt uglier than I'd ever felt in my entire life, and I felt like I didn't even deserve for him to be polite to me, much less kind or loving. I eventually resigned myself to the idea that I'd have to wait until I had the baby before he'd ever be able to consider being with me intimately again. This was devastating, but I was willing to wait. Love wasn't always easy, I thought. It wasn't his fault he wasn't attracted to my swollen, misshapen body, right? I had to understand he was only human, so when my son was born, I really thought everything would change, but it didn't. If anything, it got worse. He was only interested in the baby when he was able to show him off to people. Other than that, all of his concern or worry was about me. He wanted my attention and my time, but only to do what served him. And my sex life became a thing of the past, or at least it remained a thing of the past, save one or two hurried impersonal moments every couple months or so. I was lower than ever. If you looked up not good enough in the dictionary, it wouldn't have surprised me if there was a picture of me there. I felt unattractive, stupid, and worthless. I was confused and angry and frustrated and overwhelmed by my life and my so-called relationship. And suddenly, I felt more alone than I'd ever been, even when I was in a room full of people. No one really understood what I was going through, and I didn't want to have to try to explain it to them. I was embarrassed that I'd gotten myself into this toxic mess of a relationship, and I certainly didn't want the whole world to see how pathetic my life really was, so mostly I faked it. But secretly, I felt like giving up on myself. I was ready to throw the towel in on life, to be honest with you. I knew I was in a toxic situation at this point, but I had no idea how to leave, and I felt completely stuck. So listen, if you've ever been nervous about changing your life, or even just going no contact with a narcissist, stick with me, because we're going to talk about how I turned this all around. The turning point was that I decided to take control of my own life. I decided to actively choose my circumstances. I realized I was only stuck because I wasn't willing to take the steps necessary to leave. I understood that I was choosing the immediate comfort of someone I had grown to care about and even feel normal and comfortable around over long-term peace. I was living in this constant state of inertia, afraid to do anything that would make the changes that I needed to make if I was ever going to be happy. I decided to learn how to be uncomfortable in order to push forward with the necessary changes that I would make to grow forward into a life that would actually nourish me, emotionally and otherwise. Rather than staying in this so-called comfortable relationship that was effectively destroying my soul and the very essence of who I was, I decided to finally commit to a long-term solution, to make a complete change in myself. It was an evolution of choice rather than chance. That day, it all started. I began to truly understand what a toxic narcissist was and how narcissists could ruin your life. And it was then and over the next several years that this kind of filled out more completely in my head. I started to first emotionally and then physically distance myself from all of the toxic people in my life that day, but of course, it all started with my husband. What happened next was kind of unexpected. My life changed forever, and not in a bad way. After the obvious initial grieving period, I started to feel lighter and more functional as a human being. I found myself putting on makeup again, and my stress levels dropped almost instantly. I eventually lost 100 pounds, and along with it, I cured myself of high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and even pre-diabetic symptoms. My life started to get better day by day in every area. Relationships, career, health, finances, even my home was cleaner. Everything started to get better. In my own grief and desperation, somehow I had managed to accidentally discover this real solution to every single issue that I've ever experienced in my life. The only pathway to lasting success, my friend, is to stop fighting for yourself and start attracting what you actually want in your life. Stop hating yourself and regretting everything that you do. Start actually loving yourself and manifesting those things that you really do want and the things you really do deserve. Now, here's why this is important. I've helped thousands, literally thousands of people discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse using this duo method. It is a simple system for resolving literally every problem in your life, and I'm not exaggerating, and for learning to choose what comes next, to evolve. I really want to help you become the person you want to be and to create the life that you really want and deserve, but it all has to start with you. So let's get into the three keys of overcoming narcissistic abuse. First, you discover and identify the problem. You figure out exactly what's going on. And you're kind of doing that because you're here now. So obviously you know that you're dealing with a toxic person who might be a narcissist. Your next step then is to understand what it is that you're dealing with in great detail. And then finally to overcome the abuse and start living your life and evolve into the person you want to be. So like I said, before you can solve a problem, you've got to recognize it exists. That's our discover part. And a lot of times people who are going through toxic relationships, being abused by narcissists, they don't realize that they're not the problem, and instead they start believing the lies that the narcissist tells them. Does that ring true for you? Once you see the issue, though, well, this is the first step. And then, like I said, you have to go through the process of learning how to understand it in order to get through it, which, of course, leads you to that final stage of overcoming it. Now, here's why this is important. I know you're an intelligent person, and I can say this with confidence because you're here right now and you're still listening, which means you're already on the path of healing. So you've already discovered the problem, like I said, and now you're working on understanding it. But you still might be struggling with things like anger, devastation, sadness, loneliness, all of that it comes with getting through a narcissistic abuse situation. Emotional abuse is so sneaky that most people don't even recognize it. And this often includes your support system, your trusted friends, your family members, even your therapist. But if you're like most survivors in this situation, you probably wish this narcissist would just stop being an ass so you could get on with your lives, or that they would just get on with their own lives and leave you alone. You probably find yourself feeling trapped in one way or another, and you really might be struggling to figure out what comes next. You have likely stopped trying to assert yourself, and in fact, you might not even really know how to make a good decision by yourself anymore. thanks to the years of being controlled by your narcissist. But I'm here to tell you, I've literally used this system to create every positive change in my life up to this point, and these days, life is so much better than it's ever been before. So clearly, the Duo method works. Now, what I've just shown you is the exact system that I've personally used to overcome my own narcissistic abuse and create the life I want. And like I said, it in fact resolved literally every problem I've ever had. And now you can use it to do the same thing in your own life. And if you'd like me to help you implement everything we've gone over today, I would be honored to help you do it. So here's what we'll do. Introducing the Duo Method Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Signature Program. I'm not going to get all hypey with you because you've already listened to me and heard my story. You already know that what I'm saying can help you. The Duo Method program includes an 8-week comprehensive and self-paced coaching program that you can do from the comfort of your own home. A members-only private support group, optional. So you can connect with other survivors in a safe, confidential online environment if you choose to. Another optional benefit is a monthly structured group check-in session, so you can have some time to speak and get personal advice directly from me and or my coaches. And finally, access to my private download center and a members dashboard so that you can customize your recovery experience. Plus, you're going to get free access to 2 mini courses on overcoming financial abuse and self-care in narcissistic abuse recovery. The Duo Signature Program includes Module 1, Developing Your Recovery Mindset. Module 2, Understanding the Psychology of Toxic Relationships. Number 3, Your Personal Blueprint to Emotional Healing After a Toxic Relationship. Module 4, Intentionally Healing Your Codependency and Releasing Toxicity. Module 5, Rewriting Your Story. Module 6, Your New Life Blueprint. Module 7, Beyond Recovery. And the 2 mini courses I mentioned, Overcoming Financial Abuse and Financial Fears, and Learning to Be Nice to Yourself, plus several other little secret surprise bonuses. Now, imagine how your life could be if you could completely rid yourself of all the toxic people you're dealing with and make your own choices. What if you really could write your own story? What if you could decide for yourself what comes next? Imagine how life would be if you could take control and really start having the life you want and deserve, starting right now in this moment. What do you really want in your life? Well, my friend, this is the ultimate game changer. Tipping the scales in your favor, you're going to get tools and resources that you need immediately to jumpstart your healing and your personal evolution. You're going to get the complete 9-part system that covers all the areas that you need to equip yourself so that you can create the life that you want and achieve your dreams, and that you can immediately begin using to create that life for yourself. You're going to benefit from my mistakes. You can jump ahead in your own narcissistic abuse recovery and personal evolution by gliding over the mistakes that I made and digging right into the actionable steps that actually work. So how does it work anyway? Well, just click the link in the description below or go to queenbeing.com/heal, H-E-A-L, and jump right in. It's a self-paced program, so once you sign up, you're going to get instant access. This means you can start right away. You can immediately download the first module and the training materials in your members area. And then each week, a new module will be released until all 9 have been delivered. Following that, you're going to get your bonus courses at no additional charge. The Duo Signature Program is going to become your secret weapon to achieve confidence and clarity, independence and empowerment, validation and reassurance, plus full expedited recovery from narcissistic abuse. I know what you're wondering now, okay, how much is this signature program? Well, one-on-one coaching at this comprehensive level would easily cost you $2,000, and that's if you worked at a relatively quick pace. And normally, this kind of in-depth, self-paced online program, you would be looking at least $990. But because you're here, you will get access to all of the in-depth modules on narcissistic abuse recovery, healing, and personal evolution, including a personal recovery blueprint for less than $25 per week. But it gets better. Bonus number 1 is the mini course Overcoming Financial Abuse and Financial Fears. That in itself is a $99 value. This 9-part course was designed to help you get in the right mindset and start you thinking on how you can release your fear and start taking back your life, financially and otherwise. Plus, you're going to learn how to identify and overcome financial abuse. That's a big deal. Bonus number 2 is a mini course on learning to be nice to yourself. This is self-care to the extreme. It's a 12-part course designed to help you to learn and embrace unconditional self-acceptance. This will lead you to unconditional self-love, which naturally leads you to a place of having heightened personal standards and a happier life overall. If you're ready to rediscover yourself or begin to discover yourself for the first time after narcissistic narcissistic abuse, this course presents an easy and simple way to do exactly that. You're going to learn to identify your abuse story, write it out, then release it. Plus, you're going to get a step-by-step plan to write your new future story, one that you can use to create the life you truly desire and to become the person you've always wanted to be. Look, you don't have to accept the story your narcissist put in place for you. You get to write your own story here. This course is going to offer you the solution that you need, and it's been created for you by me, someone who's been there and done that. It actually works. Inside, you're going to find videos, reports, worksheets, and more downloadable tools. They're going to help you take the steps necessary to finally overcome trauma bonding and the CPTSD symptoms and the general misery that comes with being a survivor of narcissistic abuse. Look, my friend, it is time for you to really start taking back your life. What are you waiting for? Let's just recap what you're getting here. You're going to get full access to all the learning modules, plus a monthly live group check-in session valued at $250. You're going to get a free bonus report and checklist on discovering your catalyst for recovery. That is valued at $99. Plus, you're going to get those two bonus mini courses, each valued at $199. You're going to get your own personal recovery blueprint plan, and that, my friend, is priceless. Are you ready to make your life better? Are you ready to heal yourself yet? If not now, when? When will you finally stop staying stuck? When will you finally be able to start enjoying the life that you want? When will you finally stop beating yourself up so much and start becoming the you that you really want to be, the one you really are deep down inside? When will you finally take action, make your decision, then sign up for this limited time special offer by going to queenbeing.com/heal. This offer is only good until Sunday at 11:59 a.m. Central Time. After that, I will need to close the doors because due to my personal involvement in the support group and our weekly group check-in meetings, I only have a few spots available for this one. But it's time that you make your decision now and take a leap forward. Go to queenbeing.com/heal and get started. One last note, if this all feels familiar to you but you aren't able to wrap your head around it, or if you feel resistance, it could be due to your trauma bonding. You've heard my story and you understand what I've gone through. You understand that after creating the Duo Method and using this to recover, my life has become better than ever. I didn't get here because I'm better than you or anybody else. I'm the same as you. We're the same. I just pushed through and I got there. And that's how I know that you can do it too. Be willing to give up this fantasy that we all have that this person can change or that the relationship can change. Because the fact is, it won't. Narcissists, statistically, they don't change. I've never personally seen a narcissist change for any amount of time, except maybe occasional behavior modifications. And if we're being honest, the behavior modifications are only enough to upset me and make me want more for myself and my life. You have to stop trying to make your abuser understand you. It won't work. No matter how perfectly you explain yourself or how well you communicate, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I literally communicate for a living. The narcissists in my life have repeatedly pretended to not understand me. In fact, they would use it against me, just like your narcissist might do with you. It's all about them and their control and their attention, their narcissistic supply. If they seem to want to change, chances are that it's hoovering and it's a temporary change to get what they want. They're just trying to suck you back in. Now it's time for you to commit to live in your new reality. It's time for you to remind yourself of the truth and really live in your truth. Also covered in this course will be how to do no contact and what to do each step of the way when you make the choice to do that. You really can have the life you want. Some people will fail doing this program. They'll fail for three main reasons. Number one, too much reading about narcissistic abuse for too long will keep you stuck. You need to at some point move forward and start healing. Number two, they're trying to do it alone. And yeah, staying busy helps, going out with your friends, all that stuff helps, but it won't heal you, it'll just distract you. Number three, they fail because they're dating too soon. Look, making choices is most definitely scary, but it is so worth it. I've been there, my friend, I know it. You can get through this if I could get through this. It can, and it will get better. So what if you just wait until next week or next month or next year? Well, you're still going to be where you are a year from now or 10 years from now. You've got to find your catalyst for change. Everything that you need to get started on your healed life is coming here to you. And if you wait until you're ready, you're never going to do it. So do it before you're ready. Everything you need to heal your life is available for you in this program. The program is self-paced so you can work through it at your own pace. You'll learn how to set your boundaries. You're going to learn how to keep your ex from spying on you through electronic devices. You will get PDF copies of my best-selling ebooks, the free private group, and more as we discussed. This program just works. Go to queenbeing.com/testimonials. See testimonials from people who have used my programs and loved them. And if you're ready to sign up, click the button below or go to queenbeing.com/heal and sign up right now and get started. See you on the inside.